Maxine Waters, Trump is a sleazebag profiteering off the presidency. By Pam Key on September 3, 2019. Tuesday on MSNBC's All In, Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, said President Donald Trump is a sleazebag who is profiteering off the presidency as evidenced by Vice President Mike Pence staying at a Trump property in Ireland. Discussing Pence's explanation, Waters said, "He was fumbling because he was trying to come up with a reasonable explanation, and it just did not work. The president suggested, told him whatever you want to call it to stay at his place, and he did it. And this is all about the president using his presidency to make money. To have the taxpayers paying for anything. Anybody he can get living at his hotels, his golf properties. And we've seen that. I asked my staff to go back and take a look at what this president has done in terms of encouraging people to use his properties or himself using his properties as he goes on his golf trips. First of all, what we discovered was when we took a look was that Donald Trump, of course, again canceled his planned state visit to Poland, allegedly to deal with Hurricane Dorian. Instead, he went golfing. According to NBC's tracking data, Trump has spent a little under one-third of the days of his presidency visiting his own properties. Take a look at this. 956 days in office, 295 visits to Trump properties, including 99 days at Mar-a-Lago, 22 days at Trump International Hotel, 13 days at Trump Towers and 227 days at Trump Golf Property, including 90 days at Trump National Bedminster that's in New Jersey, on and on and on. She continued, "I have to agree that this president has gotten away with the most outrageous kinds of profiteering that he has done on the backs of the American taxpayers, and we have not done enough about it. I tried to get this president impeached. I started early on saying he is a con artist. That he is a sleazebag, that he is profiteering. I said all these things because research my staff had done even before he was elected to office." She added, "In fact of the matter is he has disrespected all of us. He has used this president for his own advantages and his family's advantages, and he should have been impeached." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.